Why would you conduct a small area analysis?
Sure. So in my experience, people conduct small area analyses in order to pinpoint need within communities. So for example, if I am doing an analysis that relies on county level data, I'm not going to find those neighborhoods of need, which are masked by areas with greater access or higher levels of income or education. Those average out the areas of need. So doing a small area analysis lets me really pinpoint where there's higher need to either fund a grant or start a program or conduct public health analyses, et cetera.
So actually, Jennifer, I like what you said about masking problems in small areas. I always give the example when you've got a county like in New York of Albany County, where you have an urban area and a rural area. If you just look at the county as a whole, you're going to miss problems in the rural areas because it'll be overwhelmed by the urban areas. I also like what you said about pinpointing need. I think it's so important to understand the need, but I'd actually go one step further and talk about pinpointing resources. You know, when you think about small area analysis and you think about what we do with that data, it's not just about understanding who needs what and how they're going to get it, but what resources are available, whether we're talking about healthcare resources or we're talking about social service resources. I think it's important, especially in healthcare, to think about both the need side and the resource side.